The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Thursday, the 8th of April, 2021. On the podcast today, Vadim Alexander, Head of Healthcare SP Angel, discusses news from Cambridge Cognition, a company he has covered since it was 22 pence, which means it's done over a 400% rise. Also on the podcast, I have two lists for you, the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most read RNSs too. By the way, you can check out both these lists at voxmarkets.co.uk, where you'll see lots of other content. In fact, there's an article there on Minds and Machines that are selling assets to GoDaddy. Distill, company there, doing very well. Cadence, by the way, Minerals, watch a webinar hosted by Vox Markets and Turner Pope and Francesca from Vox. Gfinity expands partnership with global ad firm Venatus. Plus, of course, you can see our COVID-19 index. Biggest rise of the day is Gfinity, up 7% to 4.5. And the biggest faller there is E-Therapeutics. That's down 6.3% to 20 pence. Check that out at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Vadim Alexander, Head of Healthcare SP Angel. Yo, fella.
How are you doing, Justin?
Yeah, good. And you must be feeling good, because you've had some good news out today. We'll get into the news in a bit on Cambridge Cognition. And a regular mentioner of this company you've been over the last... In fact, since the dash for cash, pretty much, or just after that, in May last year, you covered them, and probably a bit before that, but May last year, 27th of May, they were 20-odd pence then, and now they're 119 or 120, almost close to, on the news today. And you've mentioned them 6 times over the last year. So, you know, you've been consistent. I hope you backed up the truck and remortgaged your house before you bought last May, did you? Because you've been doing very well if you had by now.
I'm pretty happy with my position in this company. Doesn't always work out this way. But, yeah, this is one that's just a steady performer. You know, it's still a holder today. You know, believer in these small, steady growth businesses, right? I mean, steady growth is not to say small growth. You know, they think they did 34% last year on year growth. And, you know, I think the forecast is to do another 20 something this year. But, you know, it's now bearing out again. You know, today they had another contract win with a new pharmaceutical client, which is great. That pharmaceutical client, they say in the announcement, has a pipeline of drugs in this space. So, you know, should they deliver on this contract, which I'm sure they will, because these are routine contracts for them. It's what they do well. It's their specialism. You know, it's why these companies hire them for. It's to assess cognition in their patients remotely, right? And as you might imagine, this is exactly what pharma companies need right now, is the ability to do so remotely because of COVID. So, you know, they're doing the right thing at the right time. And these companies have big pipelines of drugs to test in these areas, right? So, and that's specifically how these contracts could get bigger and bigger over time. So started out with a, you know, not a small contract for Cambridge Cognition, but a small contract for the pharma company, which is £500,000. This is significant. This is like, you know, it's almost 10% of revenues incremental. It's a little less than that. But, you know, I think last year they did 6.7. Their order book for this year is already covered to the tune of 6. And now they're stacking on contracts, and we've just finished Q1 of this year. So it's looking good for Cambridge Cognition's, you know, revenue visibility to achieve their growth forecast this year.
Yeah.
You know, something like 20% plus growth. So a good, steady company, as we've said in the past, moving into profitability. You know, it's just moved into profitability Q4 last year. That's when you see a big uplift in the stock price. And we're seeing it today. And, you know, I think there's more to come.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember you said this afterwards, and I think the second time you probably mentioned it, you said moving into profitability. I said, what? Because I genuinely, that's one of my, you know, white flags that goes up, that I'm looking for companies, small cap companies that go from loss making to profitability. It's a major inflection point, you know, when they don't have to go back to their shareholders again. And I always look for that. And I missed it first time around. It had risen by quite a bit. I thought, I'll let it come back a little bit. And then I just took my eye off the ball, I think, and I just looked elsewhere. And then and I think it did come back a little, went sideways, but I took my eye off the ball. And that was about 36 pence, 37 pence, around about there then. And it's gone on, and fair play. It's a typical example of, see, having some patience in a stock sometimes. It rises gradually, then consolidates for a while. Like this, for example, it's generally has from May to, say, end of June, a couple of months under rise, then it went sideways till September, pretty much. And those times when it goes sideways, it's quite easy as an investor to get impatient, look for something else, look for the shiny brand new stock somewhere, you know, and then forget it. But then all of a sudden it goes up again, and it went like 50 pence, 60 pence, and it went sideways again in October last year for another 2-3 months. And then it rallied again, rallied, and all of a sudden it pops like today. Wow, it's had a steady rise. But all stock prices like that. I'm in stocks now. The business, you can see, is getting better, and you read the updates, you know it's improving. It's getting better. You know, the losses, they're getting towards profitability. And there's some volatility, but and then you get sideways traffic. The amount of times I've jumped out of stocks just on boredom because it's gone sideways for a while, and then I got out today, a week or a month later, it started to really rally. Oh my God, I just wish I just had a bit of patience sometimes, you know. And so fair play to you for hanging in there. I mean, are you, what do you see, you know, I mean, is it, what's the market cap? It's still only sub 40 million, isn't it?
Well, this is it. This is still, you know, by healthcare standards, a tiddler, you know. It has mileage in it still, in terms of, you know, and it's outperforming its peers. It's just a great little company, you know. Okay, so let's think about the future. Where could, so as announced today, they could get bigger contracts with these, you know, expanding pipelines of CNS drugs, right? Mm-hmm. So this is a new client. It's a big pharma company. They've announced that you know, it has a big pipeline. It could be, you know, they could probably strike bigger contracts with just this client alone. But I guess the beauty of this stock is that they're kind of getting bigger as a company, and their pipeline of opportunities is getting broader in terms of number of clients. It's getting bigger in terms of contract size, and they've demonstrated that before as well, right? They've had £2 million contracts. Their order book is highly visible. They have about, I think, over 12 million sterling in their order book, six of which they're comfortable is going to be delivered this year. These are contractually agreed, right? So, you know, last year's revenues was 6.7, and this year's order book is visible, of which six is visible, right? And they have another six behind that in future years. So, you know, now they're just stacking on revenues on top of it, and they've done that already this year. They've shown, they've made an announcement of another 1.3 million contract, I think a month ago, and then this £500,000 contract this month. And, you know, there's still 8 months left in this year, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, this is what we want to see. Now, where are the risks? Okay, the risks are over concentration of, I think we mentioned this last time, because Ixico was a victim of that, you know, over concentration of revenues with one client. Now, I don't see that with Cambridge Cognition. Yeah, I think their revenues are a bit more diversified. There's always a risk of that, but something to keep an eye on, you know, in the future. But I don't see that as a risk right now. In fact, if anything, today's announcement kind of gives me confidence on this year. So if you can see a year of 20% plus growth, you know, that should drive the shares further. You know, they're kind of really going from strength to strength right now. You know, profitable, cash generative, cash balance is growing. They're at 3 million on the last announcement. They said they have about 3 million in cash. You know, that's more than enough to cover any kind of problems, none of which I see on the horizon. You know, I see more news flow that's positive than anything right now. Now, where could there be kind of big upswings in news flow? You know, they could have a partnership agreement. You know, the companies, I think they're in discussions with various jurisdictions like China and other areas. You know, so there could be some surprises there that are bigger contracts. I'm not betting on that, but that could be an upside surprise, if you see what I mean. You know, what I'm betting on is just steady, consistent growth, stacking on bigger contracts, continuing to diversify revenues with big clients like the one announced today that has future pipeline drugs that they'll need, you know, they'll need their products, you know, their services for.
Yeah, absolutely. And And when you get a big rise like today, you know, or decent rise like today, it just it also puts it on the map of other people, you know, on the radar. It's people look at rises and they say, "Oh, that's a rise," yeah. And they do some more research on it, you know, and then so it makes it puts its head above the parapet and becomes more aware amongst investors, I think. So
yeah,
it's good. So do you
CNS? I mean, you know, central nervous system. Just so you know, is a niche area mm-hmm. with specialist providers like these guys, like you know, Cambridge Cognition, like IXICO. And it just takes the contract research organizations like these two companies that feed into this broader research, you know, objective of these large pharmaceutical companies are highly in demand. It wouldn't surprise me if one day, you know, they're targets for takeouts. Now, you can never bet on being a takeout target, but, you know, they are niche specialists that would fit nicely into a larger CRO that wants CNS expertise down the line. Do you know what I mean? So, so you know, down the line, the end game I see here is maybe a takeout. When that happens is, you know, my guess is as good as yours. But at least these companies are positioning themselves to be just that. You know, as they become more revenue generating and more profitable, people don't often take out, you know, companies that are not doing too well, right? These are companies that are doing well. Well, in Cambridge Cognition's case, today is a good example of them, you know, just putting in another mile, you know, into this journey of becoming a maybe a mid-stage, you know, mid-cap type contract research organization in CNS. And that's when they appear on you're talking about the radar of investors, but I'm talking about the radar, appear on the radar of larger CROs that want this niche specialism. You know, I think, you know, once they get above 10 million revenues, maybe 10 to 20 range, they start to be, you know, real takeout targets for larger organizations.
Yeah.
You know, a takeout then is, you know, you wouldn't expect anything less than maybe 50 to 100% upside, right? Takeout, I wouldn't sell the business at anything less than that kind of a premium, right? So it would be a phenomenal story to see something like that as an end game.
Yeah. More stuff. Yeah, so you have to come on next week now and tell us about the next 5-10 bagger. Okay.
I got to find one.
Yeah, exactly. do you have a target in mind for this before you know, you think, oh, hang on a second, or just hang on now? I mean, you've done quite well, you know?
Oh, when to get out? It's hard, right? You have to kind of assess. Right now, I just don't see the negative news flow, okay? So I don't see where it can come from. It's always, I mentioned one area is revenue concentration and losing a big contract. That could always be, that you can never guess that, but that's always a risk. But I don't see it here with Cambridge Cognition because they've been diversifying their revenues over the years, you know, specifically over the last couple of years. That's one area of negative news flow. In terms of positive news flow, I see more opportunity for positive news flow that, you know, I don't see the negative news flow right now. So I can only see more contract wins. I think they're going to hit their forecasts. I'm growing less and less worried about that with every contract, like today's contract. So, you know, all that's positive news flow for the next 12 months, right? So, you know, reasons to act are, do you see something on the horizon that's a binary event that could, you know, adversely affect the share price? I don't. Do I see stuff on the horizon that can make it move upwards? Yes, I do. So, you know, I have to, the way I see it is, let's play it by ear over the next 12 months. Let's watch it evolve, you know, monthly kind of.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvel stuff. COG, Cambridge Cognition. It's a big rise today, but, you know, often you have consolidations and pullbacks. So put it on your watch list. And Vadim, we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Justin.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Market in the last 24 hours. They are at five, Oracle Power. It's a non-mover, 0.55. At four, Microsec Systems, 6.8% up to 0.235. At three, Ilika announced a new broker, Berenberg, big broker, and they've got cash. And of course, they're in solid-state batteries, and solid-state batteries are very much the hot topic of the day. And so I think there could be maybe, you know, putting out some feelers for a listing in the NASDAQ. Of course, this is complete conjecture on my behalf, but, you know, all tech companies are valued more highly in the NASDAQ, so it would make sense. Bigger access to capital, and they need capital, of course, to develop solid state. But, yeah, interesting. At two, Inspired Energy. It's down 2.8% to 17.25. And at one, BPC. The Bahamas Petroleum Company, up 12.5% to 0.675. Okay, it's time for the top five most read RNSs. They are as follows. At five, Gunsund, update, low six limited. At four, Vast Resources, appointment of underground mine manager. At three, Gfinity expands partnership with Venatus. At two, Remote Monitor Systems, MHRA approval. And at one, Supply Acme Capital, notice of 2019 AGM. Boring. RNS, that is. By the way, Gfinity, that's very good, that. And do you know what? The share price is frustrating because there's warrant holders, of course, selling. They expire in October. And way before then, as they dry up, I feel that will re-rate. That's complete conjecture on my behalf. Please do your own research. I'm a holder of Gfinity. It's eSports. I'm a big fan of it. I like John and the team. I think it'll do very, very well. But it's just frustrating, the share price being held back by, you know, a drip of sort of sellers all the time. But that's temporary, as is life. Thanks for listening. Muchos appreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.